Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. While not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful rash that can last for weeks. Wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on.
Looking
dawn, giving them all
like a million bucks,
things in its cuffs.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody listening to me.
Mm-hmm.
Put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You are listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey. Got a radio show. You know, today I was thinking of what I would say today. And it just dawned on me this way. And I just want to share this with everybody listening. You've got to get some help to make it through life. I cannot imagine where I would be if it was not for the help of my God. If it wasn't for his grace and mercy, if I did not have the ability to lean on him in all the times I've had to lean on him, which has become a daily basis, I have no idea where I would be. But clearly, I know for a matter of fact, I would not be here today. You have got to get some help to get through this thing called life. I am begging you to look into it, man. You've got to form a relationship with God. Without a relationship with God, this thing called life is daunting at times. I don't care who you are. I know I'm speaking the truth right now. Because, listen, no matter who you are, what job title you have, what aspirations you may have. I don't care what your educational background is or is not. It does not matter. If you don't get a real relationship going on with God, I don't see how you can make it. So many people are faking and fronting out here like they got it going on and you don't know. And you really don't know. How many people that you think in your neighborhood had it going on because you saw a car pull up in the driveway or their house look bigger or the grass is cut nicer? And you only find out that a foreclosure sign on their house, too. See, you don't know. The mask that people put on to parade around in is for appearance sakes. So a lot of people you looking at that you think got it going on, who might be the pattern of success that you want to trace, you got to be real careful with that because it may not be as it appears to be. But one thing is for sure, no matter what's going on in your life, I know that behind whatever mask I'm wearing, or I realize that no matter what the appearances may be, that on the other side of me, I'm going to be just fine. See, you may be outwardly people hating on you, talking about you, dragging your name through the mud. Look, man, people can say stuff about you. Most people talking about you don't even know you. They just participating in it. You can have that appearance going on. But behind you, within you, if you have a relationship with God, it don't matter. Because you can be all right. I've seen it get real stormy on the outside for me. But on the inside, I just had the feeling I was going to be all right. See, that's what the relationship gives you, man. It gives you the confidence to know that the things that you're going through are temporary. That it's just a space that you happen to be in. Like I said the other day, you got to remember something. The road to success is always under construction. You might as well get ready for that. If you planning on changing, getting better, doing something about your health, if you decide, hey, look, I just would like to live a longer, more prosperous life, or hey, I want to make X amount of dollars, or hey, man, I'm going to stop staying out in these streets and I'm going to come home and treat my family the way they ought to be treated. I don't care what decision you make. When you strike out on that road to success, it's under construction, partner. There's barrels out there. There's wide turns. There's detours. You know, it's men out there holding signs saying slow down. Sometimes they put the stop sign up. You got to wait and watch people go by you on the other side. Then before you can take off again, you've all been on the road with construction on it. It can be so frustrating. And the whole time you on that road, I know when I'm on the road with under construction, I'm always thinking of an alternative path. I ain't ever sat in traffic under construction, man, and thought of if I get off on this exit, where would it take me? Not knowing, but just, man, could I keep moving if I go that way? That's a dangerous thing sometimes, see, because oftentimes when we get off the road of success and we take that other path, we get further and further off course. Because wasn't no detour sign for that. Just a decision I made on my own. Because I don't like sitting here. Sometimes I don't have the patience I ought to have. So I've taken some what I thought might be shortcuts. But I got to tell you something. Ain't no shortcuts on the road to success. Even the detour signs wind up taking you a little bit out your way and loop back around. I remember one time I was coming from Las Vegas. And there was some type of chemical spill in a truck. And you could almost see the smoke up ahead. It was very faint. So they detoured us through the desert, and we had to go all the way around. And I drove, man, like an hour and a half out of the way. And when they entered us back on the freeway where we were to go back to L.A., soon as I got at that exit to get back on the freeway, I looked right there, and there the accident was. Now, it was an hour and a half, an hour 45, all the way around in that desert to get back to almost the same place. But it was the best way to go because, see, that was the route to take. And that's what you got to understand about trying to make the right decision to be successful, that the road to success is always under construction. You're going to have to go round a little bit. So stop being impatient with, I don't want to go round. I'm going to go this way. You go that way if you want to. Just follow the detour signs. See, because somebody that came up this road before, you have. Somebody done traveled the road already, and they took the way around. And yeah, it seemed like it's a longer way, and you want to make that other decision. But stay on the road to success. It's under construction, man. That's just the way it goes. Don't lose your patience and try to create a shortcut for yourself. I'm going to go away. Ain't nobody ever gone. Wait, hold up, partner. You really think you're finna do that? Listen, there's oftentimes a lot of rewards when you go the least travel path. But the road to success is the least travel path. That's what you keep getting mixed up. You keep thinking if you go another way. No, no. Stay on the road to success. That is the least travel path. It's under construction. You can go out there with your machete if you want to, talking about cutting new trails. You think the road to success is under construction. Take the other route and get that machete out and see how long you be out there trying to cut a path. Sometimes, man, you just got to stay patient. The road to success has been traveled before by millions of people in front of you. Everybody that has some setbacks in life. But don't get off the road to success just because you having some setbacks. Just because you see some orange barrels up. Just because there's some men out there with vests on. What that got to do with you? Everybody that's trying to be successful is on that road. Your relationship with God helps you guide yourself around the barrels. It helps you have the patience to go around that away. He gonna get you back where you gotta be, but you got to go out there so you can learn some things. See, you need God to make it in life because the road to success is always under construction. He calms you down. When the barrels is up, he lets you know it's going to be all right. He rewards you with the patience to finish because he going to get you right back where you need to be and you can get on with where you was going. Okay. All right, y'all. We're going to try that today.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You know, it's so important to have representation in media. I remember growing up in Chicago, I was heavily influenced by the beautiful voices on the radio. Well, the next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories, Black truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, animal trainers, monkey lovers, people that are scared of dogs, that's Shirley. All of you out there today, join in with us and say, hey, it's a new day. It's a new opportunity. It's another blessing. Man, God is good. I feel so good today, man. Woo!
Today's a new day.
I'm so glad he wakes me up. Ladies and gentlemen, Steve Harvey Morning Show, Shirley Strawberry, Carla Farrell, Mississippi Monica Jr., government name Keir Spates, and the legend that is Nephew Tommy. I want to thank everybody that came out to your Marvel Casino and everybody that came out to the Choctaw Casino. Yeah. Sold out shows, motivational tour, outstanding, standing ovation, walked off, gave it to the people. And I want y'all to know I still got it. Lord have mercy.
Yeah, you got it,
I still got it.
Come on, man.
All right, so I had to do a little bit of a
comedy
set.
Show port. The comedy thing got out of hand a little bit. I had to reel it back in.
You reeled yourself
got out
back
there
in
a little bit.
Oh, you forgot.
Yeah, that was hard too because I was.
Yeah, I'm bad.
I was motivating, but you know, I'm always going to use my gift because hey, I don't like boring speakers. You know.
Yeah.
People
yeah.
that
a little bit of cussing.
Okay.
Yeah, I told him at the top that's probably what's going to happen.
And what did you wear? Let's start at the basics. What did you wear?
What did I wear? The first night I wore just a raspberry suit with a
raspberry hot pink shirt and tie
pink with some burgundy patent leather boots.
Not the boots.
Came off the Choctaw and let them have it in a brand new custom Baluti first Baluti suit I had made with the ombre faded along the lines. Fill out the lines, came out in gold, wore a gold sweater with that, and pimped it with some dark money green gator crop.
Wait a minute.
What? Money green.
Lord, Jesus. Somebody say stop him.
Come on,
before
Blue
he G. kill us. Somebody say stop him before he kill us.
Wait a minute. When you turn that coat, they knew who they were there to see.
No doubt now. It was a great opportunity for me, man. It put me into a new genre, a new arena. I'd never been anywhere like that. I've given motivational speeches before, but never just to sell out a show in that capacity. That was a wonderful thing. So I may be on to something, depending on what God tells me to do. I'm just going to wait and see what God tells me to do. You know, I don't know. If this is what I'm going to be doing a lot of, but you know, if they are,
you're ready.
If they want me,
can we go do one?
What they want,
huh?
Let's go do one, baby.
No, you don't do motivation, Tommy. That ain't what you do.
No, I mean, when I go do a stand up, you got that muscle back working.
No, I don't want to go out and do that because then I'm going to lose my other career, be gone.
You're going to get canceled.
We had everybody's cell phones in a bag, too. Both shows, all cell phones in a bag.
Yeah.
Coming up in 32 minutes.
A couple things I said I needed them in that bag.
Coming up in 32 minutes after the hour, we will hear from the nephew as he runs that prank back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for the nephew to run that prank back. What you got for us, Neff?
We're going to take a drug test up in here, Shirley. That's what we're going to do.
We don't need all of that.
Yes. Well, all of us are straight, but this girl, Faye Allen, we're going to check with Faye Allen. We're going to run a drug test on Faye Allen. Okay? This is Faye Allen drug test. That's what this is. Come on. Let's go, cat dog. Let's holler at Faye.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach a Faye, please.
This is she.
Hello, this is Officer Rogers from the probation department.
Yes, sir.
Listen now, you have been on probation for a little over a year now. Am I right, Faye?
Yes, sir. You're correct.
Now, you're supposed to be serving 2 years probation?
Two.
All right. Now, I'm giving you a call. Actually, I'm bringing you a bit of bad news, and I hate to do this, but you came in, Faye, a couple weeks ago and did a drug test. Am I right?
Uh-huh, I sure did. I did.
All right. Now, Faye, I hate to bring you some bad news, but the actual drug test that you took has come back positive.
Oh, you're a lie. That's a lie. That's a lie.
Wait a minute. Now, you came in a couple weeks ago. You took a drug test. This drug test is actually coming positive. Now, what I want to say to you is this. You're going to have to actually...
No, sir. My test wasn't positive. You got the wrong person.
Hold on a second. I either need you to come in to me, or I want to save the embarrassment of having to send a car out to pick you up. Now,
I don't give a damn how much embarrassment you're talking about, sir. I gave you some and my was good.
Ma'am, right now you have a positive drug test. You come up positive, ma'am. Now you're gonna have to
use your if they use your if they use mine.
We used the one that you brought us. Now
must have been the wrong one. Couldn't have been.
Ma'am, I'm
sorry, sir, but I wouldn't have gave you no bad urine. It just wasn't me.
Ma'am,
now, I'm trying
I don't want
to
have
go
a...
back to jail. I don't even know why you would call me with this nonsense. I got children. I'm trying to do right. I don't know why you would call me. I wouldn't have gave you no bad. That's not me. You said lie.
Ma'am, listen.
You have
to come in and do another 3 months now.
Oh, sir. Y'all can come pick me up. I can tell you right now. I can in your hand if you want me to.
Ma'am, your urine has come back positive of drugs. Now, I don't know any other way to explain it to you. You've been actually evidently using drugs again.
Sir. I'm trying to tell you, I don't use no drugs. I've been clean for a year and some months now. You got the wrong. That's not my.
Now, how do you
telling you that?
How do you know it's not yours, ma'am? It's got your name on the lid, everything. You have come back positive.
Well, evidently, you put your name on it, because that ain't my.
Had
I would have came back, my would have came back good. You can't call me and tell me I gave you some bad. Can't
ma'am.
Call me and tell me that. That's a negative, sir. That's a double negative.
It's not a double negative. It's a double positive. You've actually come back positive. Faye is written here on the actual cup.
Maybe you have more than one Faye.
No. No, we don't have more than one Faye. You're the only Faye. I've actually double-checked that myself. You need to either come in or we got to come out and haul your behind in here.
Well, I need you to come right now because I got the right now. Come right now. Come on.
Are you trying to tell me that if I come and pick you up and take your urine now, your urine is going to come up negative? Is that what you're saying?
I'm telling you that. You're double positive with that. My urine is going to come up negative.
Ma'am. I don't want to come out, haul you in front of your family, but you're actually going to be coming in and you're going to do 3 months. That's all I can tell you.
I'm confident, sir. You got the wrong say, Alan, or you got the wrong. It's one of the two. Might be both. You got the wrong. You got the wrong say.
I ain't had no positive.
I'm trying to tell you, I got kids. I ain't had no positive.
Listen, ma'am, I'm telling you one more time. You either want to come in or want me to come and get you. Which one?
Let me tell you what I want you to do. I want you to find out who the you have. Because that ain't my. Don't call me no and tell me nothing about you got some that is not good. I gave you some good. How many times I got to for y'all? Y'all keep picking up people, falsely accusing folks. Y'all had me saying some time, miss my children. Now I'm hot. I've been giving you good and you still want to with me. I'm tired. I ain't giving you no bad. Don't call me no more with no like that. And where is my probation officer? You say your name is what?
My name is Officer Rogers.
Sir, I don't know Officer Rogers. Like I said, you might be the reason why the came back positive. You might be the reason. I need to speak with Mr. That's my probation officer. Officer now, I have clean at all times. Mr. Rogers, you shouldn't be calling me.
I should be calling you because evidently I'm gonna have to come down and haul your behind in myself.
Well, you can bring your home. And when you come, you bring Mr. with you. He'll let you know I don't have no positive. You can come to my job.
You know what? There's one more thing that I need to.
Bring your on. Come on right now. Come on.
I got one more thing I need to say to you. Are you listening to me?
What is it, sir?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your sister, Allen.
I know one thing. Y'all play too much. Y'all play too much.
You tell
that whipping I was coming to get Mr. Rogers, she gonna get that whipping.
Say
well,
you
no,
all right?
I had no positive. Scared the hell out of me. Had me thinking I was doing drugs and didn't know about it. Somebody just jumped up my nose. I'm gonna need y'all not to play with people like that.
Okay. Say you all right?
Hell no, I'm nervous as hell.
It's your sister. She put me up to it, baby.
Well, when you ever see her, you see what she looked like. I'm gonna beat the hell out of her.
I got one more question for you, baby. You got to tell me this. What is the baddest? I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land.
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Yes, yes. Killeen, Texas, your boy is there this weekend. Twice as Funny Comedy Club, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We got that Sunday for the old school. That's at 4 o'clock, baby. You leave at daylight, get back at daylight. That's how we doing it, okay? Killeen, Twice as Funny Comedy Club, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It's me, Nephew Tommy and friends. Thank you, Shirley.
All right, thank you, Nephew.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, Beyonce's Renaissance movie hits theaters in December. What? She's got a movie now? I love it. Tyrese sues Teddy Pendergrass's widow over the biopic rights. Yeah.
Come on now.
We'll talk about that. Also, in sports entertainment, Listen, nobody loves does Media Day like Miami Heat's Jimmy Butler does Media Day. Okay?
Oh, we see.
Did you see his hair? Yeah. We'll talk about all of these stories at the top of the hour. But right now, it is time to ask the CLO. This one's from Brooke in Metairie. Brooke says, I'm 38 years old, and my mom was looking at a picture on my phone, and she swiped and saw a nude pic of me. She asked me to show her how to get the best angle so she can take pics for her boyfriend. How do I fix my mom's thottish ways?
What? Well, have you heard that the apple don't fall far from the tree? Hello? Well, you trying to fix your mama's thottish ways? Girl, she had you. Your mama was thotting before you was. Your mama has been at this way longer than you. She just didn't have the technology, the technical savvy you got.
She
now, give
angles.
Her this damn technical know-how so she can get it right. Mm. See, she been doing angles without one. She was doing angles for with selfie. She know them angles. She need to know the angle with the cameras.
Right.
That's all it is. She know angles.
I love it.
So just go on and show your mama.
Oh, okay.
Go on and show your mama.
You know. Now look, mama, not that way.
Turn your ass this
way. My leg don't do that, girl. My leg. Hold on one second. Hey, what's up? What's going on? Come on. Hold up. Let me see y'all. Hold on. Let me move this out the way so we can get some love in here. What's up, ass?
For everyone listening, Steve's grandbabies have walked into the
room. What's up? Look at your uniform. Boy, y'all looking sharp. What's up with you, man? Joey, what you doing? Hello there, little princess.
Looking
good, girl. Come on, Rosie, just the queen of them all.
Hello, Rosie.
Wonderful. Everyone giving me love. Papa's in the building. Big dog, come straighten it out. Making all the payments, making life right. Yeah. I don't know who it is. Give me some love, man. Big dime on that. Say thanks for paying for everything, Papa. Joey, you just gonna stay here. You gonna stay here with Papa. You always lay on Papa's chest. What's going on with you, man? You miss me, dude. Yeah, I know you got love for me, man. I know, because I'm crazy. Hey, we finna do some wild get out of school. We gonna be crazy when y'all get out of school. Uh-huh. What you need,
yeah,
man?
Can you drop me off from school?
No, I got to work. I can't drop you off from school. I don't do school with teachers and stuff. Bye, Joey. Bye-bye. Okay.
That was fly.
Yeah. That was cute, right. Steve. They're adorable.
That was fly. That's them rich grandbabies right there, boy. Man, that's the
you
rich
tell your grandkids what to say to you, man. Thank you, Papa, for paying all the bills.
Right. We appreciate you, Papa.
Yeah. Appreciate y'all going through that. You know, that's what happened when you Zoom from your house.
Right.
And it's live. You can't really stop it.
Yeah.
You know, they hadn't seen me in a while, so they all came pouring in, you know. That's real love, though. I appreciate that.
All right.
That's the only thing I like about being a grandparent, just that part right there. Other than that, after that, just go ahead on, go to school, leave me alone.
Well, they wanted you to, one of them said,
drop me off. Leave you alone.
Drop me out.
I'm not dropping you off at school. To hell your dad.
That would be fly, though. Steve Harvey drop you off at school. Come on, you got to get it one time.
Dog, I ain't got time for that, man. What I'm going to drive?
I just want a picture of you in the school line waiting to pull up. That's what I want.
Carpool line. Tell
that carpool line. Look,
I know good and well I'm going to the front, so I don't know what all y'all
doing. No. You gotta wait in line like every other parent. You can't skip the line.
A soccer mom will cut you out.
I'm driving straight to the front.
No,
I'm
you're not.
In at an angle. I'm gonna get the nose of my car in at the angle. I'm finna be first. I'm gonna hit the crossing guard. I'm gonna knock the little orange cone over.
You doing
I'm get
it.
Some attention.
They well, that's the safety
an
patrol.
Hour early, Steve, and at least an hour early.
What is that?
What?
They line up for school to pick up their kids at least an hour early.
Oh, yeah, you got to get out there about an hour early. Yeah, you got to sit there and wait.
Early. Yeah. You're going to come right in.
Get out at 3:30.
That's to pick up, not to drop off.
I'm there at 3:30.
That's to pick up. No, ain't no pickup. Yeah. Wait, no, I'll for the pickup.
Yeah.
Take it in early. Hey, mm-hmm. I'm cross the street. When I see my kids, I drive straight cross.
You can't do that.
See, that's y'all don't know.
The traffic
membership
has
its privileges. Yeah.
Just, a certain way. You just can't do it like that, okay?
Yeah. Yeah. And you have to be on the list. You have to be on the list. They have to know who you are.
You got four tickets already.
No. They got to be on the list.
Is it because
y'all want y'all family on Family Feud? Stop talking to me about the list. Give me your name, and your family can one day be on Family Feud. I can't put nobody on that show. I'm a
model. You just need to get in the front.
I'm going to stay at the front. I'm not going to back and all this fumes and exhaust and stuff.
What, you going to stand outside? What are you talking about, fumes and exhaust?
I'm in the car. Running. You can't blow in your smoke all on my ride. I keep my eyes washed. I'm next, dog. All this see kids out here.
I'm next, dog. You telling a soccer mom that I'm next?
Next,
dog.
He got a fight
mom
on his hands.
He does. They do not.
And your baby soccer mom, your baby ain't even on the basketball team. Who you talking to?
All right, we're still in CLO mood, Steve. So. This one's from Nidra in Edgewater, Steve. She says, my husband died 4 months ago, and at his funeral, I found out he has a 14-year-old child. The child's mother is my husband's co-worker, who I was very close to. She wants us to talk about this situation. Do I owe her that, and should I talk to her? Basically.
You ain't got to talk to her about it. Your husband dead.
Mm. Yeah.
The husband is dead. Mm-hmm. The baby daddy dead.
Yeah.
You have none. All the discussions was with him. He gone. Mm-hmm. He probably got out just in time too, before it all came.
Hit the fan.
And you ain't getting nothing in this wheel either. Coming over here.
No. You ain't got to have this conversation with her. She wasn't having the conversation with you when she was sleeping with him.
Right. Yeah.
So what we won't talk about now? Mm-hmm. No, we ain't got to talk about nothing.
All right.
It was what it was. He was a good husband. I loved him. I missed him. But now I know this. I'll kill him again.
Coming up at the top of the hour, Steve, we'll have some entertainment news right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime. Day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Well, Beyonce's Renaissance World Tour is coming to a theater near you this year. Renaissance, a film by Beyonce, will show footage from various Renaissance tour stops, including the kickoff in Sweden, this past Sunday night's last performance in Kansas City, and behind-the-scenes personal moments with her children, Blue, Ivy, Rumi, and Sir, all while her husband, Jay-Z, is cheering her on. So not only did we have the Renaissance tour all summer, now she's going to, in December, release a movie. I mean, you know, that should be fun to see, huh? Behind the scenes.
That's cheaper. I'm going to go to that thing. That's good.
Yeah, you'll save some coins.
Yeah, yeah. Only my wife would go to that one. I wasn't going to that. Mm-hmm. I'm going to catch the movie for $20.
Right. Yeah, and it's a film by her, so I'm thinking she produced it. She, you know,
oh,
did.
Oh, the trailer's out. The trailer. Really?
Out,
yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, she posted it.
You know, I might watch it. It's beautiful.
I went to the show when it was in Atlanta. I couldn't even see the show. I was the side show. The people in the crowd.
The concert goers.
I'm seriously, man. I had no idea.
Everyone in their silver.
I didn't believe that silver. It's the dudes that didn't have no pants on. That wasn't real. I was just sitting up here, man. All these men walking around, these halter tops on and stuff. I was sitting up here trying to figure it out. I said, woo!
You were a bit distracted.
Okay.
I did not know. I didn't know. I ain't been nowhere.
Well, so you are a perfect candidate to see the movie then. Yeah.
I got to see the movie because then I'll be able to watch the show.
Right.
Because the side show was outstanding.
So how much of Beyonce did you see, Unc? How much did you see of her?
I probably saw about 25% of the show.
Are you crazy? I was there. You only watched 25% because you was looking.
He was distracted.
It's the crowd. Well, you didn't go to the show in Atlanta. You know, Atlanta is that. No. It was people trying to explain it to me all night. No, Mr. Harvey. Atlanta is the epicenter of all this type of activity. Mm-hmm. So
it was a great show. I'm going to see the movie too. I was at the concert. I'm going to see the movie. I'm a huge Beyonce.
Might have been a great show. All the Hollywood made it sound like a great show. I don't know what she was up there doing because I was too busy watching these dudes walk by with these chaps on with
you
no bra.
Blue Ivy
just
dancing.
Got a jockey strap on and a boa. High heel Gucci boots. And a loincloth, bruh. What is y'all doing? What are all these black ass fans? What is y'all popping these fans for? Why y'all fanning each other? Dudes right. Coming by with dudes riding on their back with their butt out. I'm going, hey. What is happening?
Again, the movie comes out in December. It's called Renaissance, a film by Beyonce. We're moving on. In other entertainment
news. Where's your shirt? How'd you get these beads on your head like that?
That's too much for 66.
You were really distracted. Oh, I see. All right. According to Yahoo Entertainment, now Tyrese and his Voltron Entertainment is suing Teta Pendergrass's widow, Joan Pendergrass, for at least $1 million in damages over the abandoned rights to Teddy's life story. TMZ claims that Miss Joan reportedly granted him the rights to a book and film in exchange for Voltron Entertainment agreeing to invest in the projects and use his celeb status to promote them and Teddy's legacy. However, back in 2022, Miss Joan apparently refused to extend the rights to Tyrese and recently posted a statement about this matter on social media. Quote, sadly, things have come to this. This has been 13 years plus years in the making. This man embraced me when he was on this earth and shared to me. No one can play me in my biopic but you, Tyrese. I'm sure of it. End quote. So, back in 2019, it was confirmed that Tyrese would portray Teddy on screen in a film directed by Lee Daniels. Tyrese says he's confident things will get worked out. Really? But you're suing her.
Yeah. Envy, Home
you're
Depot.
You're going to sue and you think you're going to get the job?
Man. What is Power happening?
Teddy, it ain't even a good
look. Miss Pendergrass.
Yeah. You're suing the widow.
Widow. Bruh,
it's not even a good look for $1 million. Wait a minute, hold up. It's just not how it works. And I don't even know why. I don't know why my boy always put himself out here like this.
she never really loved me. No, I don't think so. Because if she really loved me, she wouldn't have left me so easy. Hey, dog, just be quiet.
He wrote a song about it. It's a hit.
Okay, then that's it.
Yes, it is.
Follow-up singles, fire too.
Dog, just saying. Get out of court and get off social media. Get off social media and get out of court. You don't do good in court. Your track record in court is shot.
All right,
do like me, man. Take your ass somewhere and sit down. You don't see me going to court. It didn't work out for me.
He said he's confident that things will get worked out. But finally, we have to get to this
all
story.
All his stuff
Steve.
Is confident.
I know. We have to get to this story about the Miami Heat and its star, Jimmy Butler. Well, Jimmy Butler had a brand new look for Media Day. Did you see this? He arrived for the team's first official day of work with piercings, eye, lip, and nose, along with a brand new, like, silk press, like, bob kind of hairstyle. His nails were painted black. Jimmy said that, quote, I'm very emotional right now. This is my emo state, and I like this. This is me, Jimmy Butler said. This is how I'm feeling as of late.
I feel like Dennis Rodman look like. What he look like he's feeling like.
I reserve all my comments for when we come back.
Okay. All right, and coming up in 20 minutes after the hour, Steve will comment on Jimmy Butler's new look right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, before we left for break, we were talking about Miami Heat star Jimmy Butler and his new look that he had for Media Day. And it was his nails painted black. He's got new piercings in his nose and on his eye, his lips. And then he had this, like, bob hairstyle. It was silk pressed out. Yeah, it was pressed out. And, did you see it? I know you saw it.
Yeah, he looked like, what's Underdog's girlfriend name?
Sweet Polly Purple.
Yeah, that's who he looked like to me. And I just thought it was a huge mistake. He kind of looked like KC and JoJo when he did that flip in his hair.
Yes, we had the same style. You know, remember that?
We've all did that. But also, I want somebody else to come in who has a different opinion. What's up, everybody? What's up? I didn't have no problem with the Jimmy Butler look. I said, oh, Jimmy, do it for me. Keep the pimps alive. Jimmy Butler for president. You know what I'm saying? I saw that. I said, damn, ain't nobody done that since 1968. He must think he Ron O'Neill or somebody.
Super fly.
I mean, this boy right here done lost his rabbit ass mind right here. But anyway, I just wanted to come in and just say for all the old pimps that's been pimping and everything, Jimmy Butler, keep it, just keep it living, baby. We appreciate you. All that, it ain't gonna work out for you, but we appreciate the effort.
Why you say it's not gonna work out gone. For him, pimping?
Well, you know.
So, pimping, you're used to rocking that kind of hairstyle. Will it last? It won't last when he's playing ball, though. Up and down the court, he's gonna sweat it out, right?
No, he don't understand. He got that's every night.
Oh,
that's
he gotta
every
get it
night. He got to get down there to Miss Geraldine's, man, to get that thing straight back out.
Is that a flat iron?
Get that on.
See, you got to get that and hold that. You got to go down to the beauty shop. You can't go to Supercuts or Prime or nothing at the mall. You got to go down there to Miss Geraldine's beauty shop.
Uh-huh.
Still got that head hood dry on the window.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But Pimpin, why do you think he's so emotional right now? This is how he's feeling of late.
Well, you know, all these dudes now, they different now. This is a different world. Everybody tender and gentle now. You know, getting in touch with their other side. Just stay on this side. The hell you all over there for? Nobody give a damn how you feel.
They say he's upset that Damian
Lillard went to the...
They say he's upset about that, too.
That's how he retaliates.
He can be upset. He ain't want you.
Coming up in 34 minutes after the hour, separation marriage is a trend in Japan. We'll tell you what that is right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
listen to this, you guys. A Japanese couple have been married for many years. They share a child. They've never shared a home, though, and only really see each other on the weekend. It's called a, quote, separation marriage, and it's become a bit of a trend in Japan. Couples in separation marriages say they enjoy having each other's love and support, but they also like to maintain an individual lifestyle away from their partner. During a news interview, the husband said, "I rarely stay overnight at my wife's house. My career carries a lot of weight and importance in my life." The wife said, "If my husband is at home, I might not feel free to do some things which stresses me out. This way, I'm free from that kind of stress." Their child lives full time with their mother. They both strongly believe that living together is not essential for a happy marriage. What do you guys think?
We got to get that over here.
Yeah. To America. This morning. No, this morning. This morning. This morning. Yeah. But since it ain't.
Yeah. Bring that on over here. As you introduce it, I want you to know it's going to be some pushback. Just want you to know.
A little bit. Well, let me. So you guys think this might be a cool concept?
I think it's amazing, and I think it's the way life should have been from the beginning. Yes.
That was great. Yes.
Tell us how you really concept. Feel. Be married, but live in your own self-house.
Yeah. Now, stay Shirley, around the corner. The question is, Shirley, is we going to get to do it? No.
Well,
no. You think you can do this?
If you move to Japan, maybe, yeah.
We married to black women. Come on now.
Yeah, that's right. You know we're not having that.
To keep all that over in Japan. Matter of fact, I'm just asking you, don't come over here with it. And please don't come to my house and try to introduce it, because you're going to get yourself killed over here. I'm just letting you know. You're going to get both of us killed over here with that.
Yeah.
So just keep it in Japan.
Okay, so here's a question, though. What would you do differently if you were married but you had your own place to live? Just, you know.
What? I don't even like the questions you're asking. This
if
is
I'm
different.
Married, just, and I got my own place, how is I going to stay married?
Because you see your wife at this point. See your wife on the weekend.
You can't give me this kind of freedom. You can't.
My wife knows me
on
so
the weekends. Saturday and Sunday. So Monday through Friday.
Yeah, you can live in your own place and do your career and everything. Like this guy, this Japanese man said his career is very important to him. He carries a lot of weight.
Very important to me. All our career. Time
all about
everybody.
Junior.
Oh, love it.
All
his
career is important. Very important.
Mm-hmm. So what would you do differently? Yeah. If you could. I mean, say it was you
at the house.
Your
here.
Own house. Yeah. You married, but you have your own crib.
Man,
what would you do?
And she ain't got no key to that either. I just want to make sure I know everything.
You need all the rules ahead of
Can
time.
Can she get in there? Can she get in that house?
Man. I'm going to tell you right now.
Go ahead.
I'm going to have to hire a full-time security service and build towers in front of my house to shoot her for coming over on Wednesday. She coming. I'm telling you right now.
What's happening on Wednesday?
Yeah. She's not going to stay her ass out this yard. I'm going to have to get some shooters up on post.
Yeah, I can't have no free house to myself. It's a brick coming in there every night. My glass bill going to be high as hell because she's throwing it in there.
I'm talking through the door. I'm talking through the door. Why is you coming over here without calling? Why is you doing that?
How may I help you, Tommy? I'm going to tell you right now, Shirley Clark. It's a whole house over there. Ain't nobody staying there because she going to stay where I'm at. It's a whole house we got. Ain't nobody in.
You just got your house, Junior.
What?
She always over here on Wednesdays.
Yeah. Can't say that.
All right, so she
was,
all right.
No, that was what you saw on Tuesday was the other girl was cute. This is when Thursday. Thelma be here on Thursday.
Thelma. Thursdays is reserved for Thelma.
See, I matched their day of the week up with the name of their.
With the name.
With the name of their. Deborah, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hallie, can you go on the patio till she leaves?
Hallie.
Man. Oh, if I'm finna be doing it now. I'm going all out.
Yeah, this needs to stay in Japan. All right, coming up next, it's the nephew in today's prank phone call right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's my strawberry letter for today. And the subject is find somebody else to play with. Okay, we'll get into that, find out what that's all about in just a few. Yes, but right now it is time for the nephew with today's prank phone call. What you got, Neff?
I got papers on that man. That's what the lady said. She said it right there in the book of pranks. She said, I've got papers on that man. We headed into it. Cat Dog, if you would.
Hello.
Hello, I'm trying to reach, is this Phyllis?
Yes, it is. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, Phyllis. This is John down at the job. I work out here with Clem, your husband Clem.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. How are you?
I'm good. He slipped and fell today.
What?
And he hurt himself. He got a little shaken up here at the job.
So what happened? What happened?
Well, I think he definitely pulled something in his back. But now who are you now?
I'm his wife. I'm his wife Phyllis.
You're Phyllis?
That's right. That's correct.
Okay, because we got listed that his wife is Janice, and we tried to call her earlier, but we didn't get an answer.
I'm his wife. I don't know Janice. Who the hell is Janice?
Janice is who we have listed for a contact when it's emergency contact or something should happen.
Y'all got that mixed up. Y'all must have mixed that up somehow. He wouldn't have put no damn Janice as his wife. I'm his wife, Phyllis. So I don't know who messed up, but that ain't right. I'm the wife.
Okay, well, it has her listed as the wife and call her as a contact if something goes wrong.
Well, I don't know what to tell you because I'm his wife. Now, I don't know who messed up.
Hold on 1 second. Let me click over 1 second. There's a call coming. Yeah. Just give me 1 second.
That's some Janice on the doggone. What?
Okay, that was Janice.
What?
She said she's going to come out to the job, so you don't have to worry about coming to get it.
No, I'm coming out to the job. I'm his wife. I don't know who no Janice is, but y'all need to get it straight, because I'm his wife.
She said she's going to come and take him to the doctor.
No, she ain't taking him nowhere, sir. I'm his wife. I'm taking him. Y'all, you don't release my husband to no body. I'm his freaking wife. So y'all need to straighten y'all out.
Janice says she'll be right here in 10 minutes,
man. Well, I know what. I bet y'all be there in 10 minutes, too. And I bet y'all better not release my husband to nobody. I'm his wife. I don't know who no Janice is, but y'all need to get that straight. I'm on my way. And you tell Janice, if she beat me there, to hold up, sister. Produce some marriage certificate papers or something. Tell her to produce that. I got the papers on that man.
Okay, well, I'm just saying, Janice is, he does have her on the list, ma'am, so I can release.
I don't give a what he have on the list, sir. I don't give a what's on the list.
Well, why would he have her name on the list, ma'am? Why would her name be above your name on the list?
You know what? I'm not going to play this little ring around the rosy with you. I got papers on that man, so you better best hold up until I get there in case y'all want some more problems.
I'm going to release him to Janice as soon as she gets there.
You, sir, you better release my husband and nobody. All y'all must be laid out on the floor. So I'm gonna tell you right now, if my husband don't call when I get there, it's gonna be some full blown going down. So you best just wait till I get there. This is a bunch of bull, but it's gonna end when I get there. I'm on her way. I got to hang up with you. I ain't got time to play with you either. So I'm on my way because she gonna answer for this. Janice might get a beat down and your ass gonna get the business if my husband ain't there.
I hear you, ma'am.
I ain't got time to be going back and forth with you playing ring around the road. I'm a grown ass woman. I got you to go. I seem like I got some business to take care of over there.
Okay, well, what am I supposed to do with Janice?
Like I said, you tell that to hold the up. I'm on my way. She's trying to represent like she me. That trying to be me.
Okay,
I'm
what do you want me to tell
that she ain't wife. It might be
okay,
what do you want me to tell Tommy? Who Tommy? I don't even know no Tommy. Who Tommy?
That's me, baby. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your husband, Clement, got me to prank phone call you.
Okay, y'all full of okay? Y'all are full of I'm going to kick all of y'all. Hold on. You told me you stay your ass over there. I ain't got time to be playing with y'all like this. I'm trying to get my work done. I'm going to kick all y'all asses.
Hey, I got one more thing to ask you, baby. What's the baddest radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Come on. All right, come on. Come on. Come on. I want some prank and praise worship up in here this morning. What?
King of pranks.
What?
You play too much. That's it. That's the point. Yeah. You play too much.
I got pranked, stupid, ignorant, crazy. You name it. Get ready, get ready. Killeen, Texas, baby. That's right. Killeen, Twice as Funny Comedy Club, 6th, 7th, and 8th. All right. And on Sunday, I got it at 4 o'clock. You know, give you that little matinee style. All right. So the old school can come out, catch a show, and get on back in before it get crazy out in them streets. You know how y'all do. Okay. So that's 6, 7, 8. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. That is Killeen, Texas. Twice as Funny Comedy Club. And then Laying in the Cut. Uh-oh. I got it for you. I got, I got what they call it, Stockbridge, Georgia. Stockbridge, Georgia, Laying in the Cut. That is August the 14th. That is me. That is Monique. That is Rodney Perry. That is Tony Roberts. And that is Dominique in the building. In the building. Stockbridge.
Woo, live people.
Yeah, it is. It's called Taking It to the Bridge. We're taking it to the bridge, baby. Matter of fact, you'll be back in town. You know, I might, never mind.
Here we go.
Say
it.
I ain't gonna say it.
He just got off stage, though. He knows.
Yeah, he's fresh. Yeah.
You think he ready?
3,000 both cities by myself sold out.
So you say, wasn't nobody with you?
No opening or nothing. My opening was I made a sizzle reel.
Who introduced you?
My son.
Oh, okay.
Oh, nice.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for the hardest working man in this show business and my father, Mr. Steve Harvey.
That's touching. Yeah.
Killed him.
Yeah.
You don't want this, Tommy.
Okay, and then we have Sweetest Day Comedy Jam, October 20th and 21st. You got Gary. Shut up, Unc. Gary Owen, Bill Bellamy, hosted by yours truly. We got Tony Roberts, Melanie Camacho, Benji Brown, Kevin Tate, all at the Airy Crown Theater. It's the Sweetest Day Comedy Jam. That is 2 days. That's Friday night and Saturday night, October 20th and 21st. Tickets are on sale right now. Laying in the Cut is the ham, baby. That's right. That's right. It's the ham. Birmingham, Alabama. End of the month, baby. The Nephew is there, and it is the same time as the Magic City Classic. You heard me. The Magic City Classic. That's 27th, 28th, and 29th at the Star Dome. Tickets on sale right now. If you're coming to the game, all you alumni, come hang out with your boy. The Nephew is in the building acting straight ignorant, and I promise you that. 28th, 27th, 28th, 29th. I got my stupid back, man. I got my stupid back. I lost it for a minute. It went down.
No, you did. Got low. Stop saying it got, that. No, you did.
It did. It got low, Shirley. My stupid got low for a minute.
No.
But I got it back.
No. You never lost it. Yeah. You never lost it.
I was running
that's
on
how
one
stupid
fourth
you are. You thought it was gone.
Yeah, that's right.
You know how stupid Steve, you got to be to actually think you ain't stupid, but you stupid as you ever.
Coming up next, Strawberry Letter. The subject, find somebody else to play with. We'll get into that right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, find somebody else to play with. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm dating a man that thinks the sun rises and sets on him. He's very self-centered, and because he has beautiful hazel eyes, he's had these all of his life, he's very conceited. We started dating because I made him pursue me. In the beginning, I never called him, and when he texted me, I left him on read, so he would have to work hard to get my attention. He thought it was all a game, and he said he never had to work so hard to get someone that he was interested in. I wanted him to know that I'm the prize, not him. So now we've been dating for almost a year, and I've fallen in love with him. The tables have turned, and he started back talking to me crazy. The other day, I told him that I love him, and his response was, "How could you not?" This is not cute at all, and I checked him on it. During that argument, he said that he doesn't need to say that he loves me every day because if he didn't love me, he would have left a long time ago because he meets beautiful women every day. I let him know that he better stop playing with me because the same goes for me. I can also find someone that shows me love and appreciation. It's always about him, and if he hasn't had a haircut, we can't go on a date. I've canceled plans so many times because he felt like he didn't look presentable. I've started going out without him because it is awkward because most of our friends are coupled up. But it's awkward because most of our friends are coupled up. Sex is awkward, too, because he says stuff like, "Look into these hazel eyes," when we're doing it. He is a beautifully handsome man, but he needs to find somebody else to play with. Can he be fixed or does he need to date himself? Well, he kind of is dating himself. You know, we love to see confidence in people, but it does sound like your man is quite a bit full of himself, okay? The only other thing I could say about him is that he's been like this since day one. I mean, this letter is filled with him all the way through the letter. He hasn't changed from the beginning of your letter to the end, but it seems you have changed, and you've changed a lot. You're not the confident, self-assured, playing hard to get woman that you were when you guys first met. I guess because you've fallen in love with him, you say. In the beginning, you made him chase you. You know, when he texted you, you didn't answer him right away. All those things. But now you've let your guard down and Mr. Conceited, and he's changed the game on you. It's perfectly fine to be in love with someone, but not at the expense of your own happiness, okay? So all I can say is that if this guy isn't giving you what you want, and he isn't, like telling you he loves you when you need that, or he's not going out with you because he didn't get a haircut, or if the sex is awkward, then you need to move on and live your life. I mean, you know, all you've talked about is how he looks. Anyway, you never said, you know, that he's a good man or anything like that. And like you said, you can find someone to love and appreciate you. Maybe he's just too pretty or too selfish for you. And he's very conceited and stuck on himself. And he can't, you know, give you any love or any time. Steve?
Well, she says the title of the letter, find somebody else to play with. Well, lady, I got to tell you, first, you're doing it right. You made him chase you. You made him work for it. You made him earn it. You know, men like the pursuit. We pursue things that we think have value. And the more value you have on yourself, the more valuable we'll treat you when we get you.
The only problem you have is you didn't understand what you have to do after you get them to pursue you. You must keep raising the bar. Men understand that. We are competitors by nature. We know if we want to be the fastest boy on the street, we got to beat all the boys on the street. Now, if a new boy move on the street, we got to beat his ass. We won't keep beating on the fastest. That's the rule. If you want to be the best boxer on the street, you got to box everybody on the street. You can, now, if you can't whoop everybody on the street, you can't say you're the best boxer on the street. The bar always moves. When you go up in grades, I'm the best football player in the ninth grade. Well, we're going to 10th now. Damn it, some other people over here. You know, you run track at the little school you go to, the little private school. You're winning. Gonna go down there in that hood. Because they got some different people down there running track. About to give a damn about your little jacket with the emblem on it. They're going to blow you and that emblem ass going to be off on the ground. Don't nobody care about you going down that little private school. You're going here with these black kids. They don't care nothing about that because the competition changes. Men are raised and understand that the bar moves constantly. Women, you cannot forget when you're dating men to keep moving the bar. That you got to rise to the occasion. Create new occasions. Don't stop. That's what happened to this sister right here. She made him pursue him. He's everything. Now, she a little caught up now because he's pretty. We're going to get into that second half because I have told y'all about dating these pretty ass men, ain't I? Ain't I? Ain't I told y'all? I done told y'all about dating pretty men. I done told y'all. Now look at you. Got the little pretty thing. Now y'all can't go nowhere because he ain't got no haircut. See right there?
Hold that thought.
We come
Steve.
Back. We're going to get into that.
Hold
your
that thought.
Your fault. You picked pretty.
You're cute at the bank.
That's what you get.
All right.
That's what you get.
We'll have part two of Steve's response coming up. Why are you mad about that? Coming up in 23 minutes after today's Strawberry Letter subject, find somebody else to play with. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject, find somebody else to play with.
Yeah, she done met this pretty dude, made him pursue her, then she forgot to keep raising the bar. Now he done changed on her. You know, we started dating because I made him pursue me in the beginning. I never called him back. I made him work for it. He thought it was a game. He said he ain't never had to work so hard to get somebody who was interested in it. I wanted him to know that I'm the prize. Lady, I'm telling you, you did everything right. So now that we've been dating for almost a year and I'm falling in love with him, tables have turned and he started talking back to me crazy. See right there, the tables didn't turn. You didn't raise the bar. You have to keep raising the bar. A person can only talk to you crazy if you let them. If you let them. Other day I told him I loved him. His response was, how could you not?
I love you.
You see me. Look at me.
Baby, I love
you. See
you.
How pretty I am? Look at me.
Okay, do not.
This is not cute at all, and I checked him on it. Doing that argument, now you in an argument, you done told a man you love him, and it done resulted in an argument. Mm. He said if he didn't love you, he ain't got to tell you that every day, because if he didn't love you, he would have left you a long time ago. Dog, what? Like, nah, that's to make you feel fortunate. Because he meets beautiful women every day. Oh, okay. So I let him know he better stop playing with me because the same goes for me. I can also find somebody that shows me love and appreciation. It's always about him. If he ain't had a haircut, we can't go out on a date. I canceled plans so many times because he felt like he didn't look presentable. I've started going out without him, but it's awkward because most of our friends are coupled up. Then sex is awkward too because he say stuff like, look into these hazel eyes when we doing it. He's
what?
A beautifully handsome man, but he needs to find somebody else to play with. Can this be fixed or does he need to date himself? All right, let's go back to this letter right now. He
How
told
pretty
you,
is
the
he?
Funniest line I ever heard one time, I used to play golf with this dude named Pretty Ricky. Mm-hmm. He used to win the Black Enterprise golf tournament every year till this young frat brother's son came along and started whooping him. Pretty Ricky was a funny guy, man. We called him Pretty Ricky. Mm-hmm. This girl was talking to us. We was having a break at the ninth hole. She came up to Pretty Ricky and said, so you're Pretty Ricky? He said, yes, I am. She said,
Why they call you Pretty Ricky? Said, isn't it obvious?
Crushed him.
He said, she said, why they call you Pretty Ricky? He said, isn't it obvious? I fell out laughing because it was the coolest remark I had ever heard.
Yeah.
And isn't it obvious? And so it reminds me of this dude with the, hey, but Pretty Ricky was a good dude. If he out there, tell him I got love for him. But now, you know, you dating this pretty dude. I done told y'all about getting these pretty ass men. Now, you trying to go on a date. You can't go nowhere because he don't got no haircut. So, just come on. Oh, trim your little hair up with your little edges at the house and come on. You canceling dates because he pretty. He spending more time in the mirror than you. He licking his baby finger, wiping down his eyebrows. Don't date nobody like that. If you see a man lick his baby finger and then smooth his eyebrow with his baby finger, careful. Careful. Nah, he's sitting up here. Nah, making having sex is awkward. Yeah. Look into these hazel eyes. I got news for you. Brown eyes do that too. Yeah. Here's some brown eyed boys in here, put it on you. Huh? Come on now. Come on. I got a partner, we call him Cyclops. He got one eye. It's kind of the other one kind of gray. Cause he got, you know, he got an accident when we was kids. And cut his eye, you know, they didn't have nothing to fix it back then. So he just got this gray eye. We call him Cyclops. Well, not in front of girls. We just call him Clops for short. You know, Cyclops.
Like they when, can't when the figure that out. Around,
Clops.
Oh, you softened
we it. Call him Clops. Yeah, we call him Clops when the girls are around, but it's Cyclops when we by ourselves watching
right.
the game. Man, he was like, we'll be cheering for the game. He go, man, you see that? They say, did you?
You know what?
Back to the letter, crazy.
This is a letter. Listen to me, ladies. That's date you. Get you an ugly man. Get you a man that's bearable to look at.
Why she gotta get an ugly man?
Yeah, because, you know, pretty men don't ever work out. They just don't. Ask anybody that's married or dating a pretty man. It don't work. Get you a man that's just bearable.
You know there's somebody on the show that will disagree with you.
Come on.
That's why he married, though.
And I'm doing just fine. It worked out for me.
Yeah, she married somebody that's bearable. You've never heard Lemonade say, oh, my God, he's pretty. You've never heard him.
Ever.
And I've known him the whole time they've been married. I've never once said, he is so pretty. Have you ever heard anybody say he was pretty?
But that's in his mind, though.
No, it don't matter. Strange. You should have it in your mind that you're attractive, but know in your heart that you're not.
Don't lie to yourself.
Stop lying to yourself. Just, hey, man, look, when I walk out on stage, I already know, just dress nice as you can, because you got flaws. Just wear as nice a suit as you can. Yeah. So, in your mind, say you're attractive, but in your heart, know your ass is blown.
Blown.
No, know it. Hope somebody accept you as you are. And no, I'm talking about toe up from the flow up.
All right. You know, listen.
Shut up.
Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. And check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on the free iHeartRadio app. We never sounded so good. Download it today. Coming up in 46 minutes after, it's Junior in Sports Talk right after this.
Oh, hell no.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Junior. It is time now for sports talk. What you got for us?
Pimpin'!
What's up, everybody? What's up, ladies? How y'all doing?
Hey, Pimpin'.
I was on the show earlier today, you know.
Yeah.
Sports about Jimmy Butler, but you know.
Here we go, man. Lions over the Packers, 34-20.
Come on, Detroit.
Yeah, here we go, man. Here we go, man. Falcons lost to the Jaguars, man, 23-7.
I think I picked the Falcons, though.
You did. You picked the Falcons, Pepe. Oh, man.
Lucky.
Dolphins lost to the Bills, man. 48-20, man.
I didn't see that coming. Surprise.
We didn't care about this game, Pepe. The Broncos beat the Bears 31-28. Nobody
sure did. Congratulations, Russell Wilson. Man, I like Russell. Russell and Sierra. They're nice people. You know what I'm saying?
There you go. The Ravens over the Browns 28-3, man. No Deshaun Watson.
Well, you know, we'd have whooped him, but Deshaun Watson ain't played, man. He got that shoulder. He out.
The Texans.
Texans 30 to 6 over the Steelers.
Man, come on, I'm sure want to say thank you, man. I sure appreciate that, Texans. I ain't think y'all was going to do it, but damn, y'all beat the Steelers. Long live the Texans.
Thank you, Kevin. Hey, man, the Vikings got a win, man, over the Panthers 21 to 13, Pippen.
Yeah, I knew that. I was trying to hope that young boy could get himself together. He ain't ready yet, though. Next year.
Oh, well, Pippen, here go another Pippen. It's going to hurt you right here, man. The Rams over the Colts, 29 to 23. They came back.
Man, that boy Anthony Richardson, he the real deal, though. Yeah. He the real deal. He tried. Damn.
Here we go, Pippen. The Buccaneers over the Saints, 26 to 9. Picked it.
That's a damn shame.
It is.
That's a damn shame. Baker Mayfield lead the Browns and go win some damn game.
The Eagles over the Commanders, 34 to 31.
Come back. Sorry, Commanders. Y'all was looking good for a while, but Jalen hurt him.
Titans over the Bengals, man, 27 to 3.
Thank you. Bengals gone again.
Here we go, Pippen. You on this roll, Pippen. The Chargers over the Raiders, man. 24 to 17.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. I'm killing them. What?
49ers over the Cardinals. 35 to 16.
Everybody knew that.
The Chiefs over the Jets. 23 to 20.
Who didn't?
The Seahawks over the Giants, man. 24 to 3. Pippen on the road.
Told y'all everybody have it. Y'all wouldn't listen to me.
There it is.
Thank you, Junior. Thank you, Pippen.
Pablo, baby.
Coming up at the top of the hour, a listener needs some advice. He says, I caught my married neighbor's side piece on my Ring camera. What do I do? We'll talk about it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, this is from Gabrielle on Steve Harvey FM. She says, my husband and I are close to the couple, Dwan and Sherry.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Remember those names, Dwan and Sherry. Dwan and Sherry live across the street. We've known them since we moved in 4 years ago, and the four of us are fairly tight. Recently, the Ring camera we have facing the street and their house has recorded several visits by a young woman with a clipboard. She's never visited when both of them were home, just when Dwan was alone. Dwan lets her in, she stays for an hour or two, and she leaves. My husband and I didn't think much of it until the last time when the woman was leaving, but leaned back inside the door and, to our surprise, gave Dwan a kiss before heading down the sidewalk to her car. My husband and I don't know what to do with this as we like this couple a great deal. Do we ignore it? Though we're not sure we can act the same around Dwan after this. Should we show the videos to Sherry or to Dwan? We're at a loss and we have a dinner scheduled with them next week. So what should they do about
that? That ain't your business. What your Ring camera? Listen to me. Your Ring camera is to capture stuff at your house. Your damn security. Your Ring camera. You bought it for your house. It ain't supposed to be aimed that high. Lower your damn doorbell ring. Get your stuff down just from your mailbox back up to your house. What is you aiming all out in the street for? That ain't none of your damn business. And you and your husband trying to figure out if y'all should show her or him.
Videos.
And y'all just act like you've been like, it ain't your damn business.
They want to know, should they show Sherry or should they show Dwan?
Yeah. First thing is,
why don't you show nobody?
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. What are they supposed to do when they go to dinner?
I'm surprised that your husband, and this is really her in this
head, yeah.
Her husband, I promise you her husband ain't going, oh, I wonder what we should do. Unless he just square as hell, too.
He got to be.
Talking about what we ought to
for
do.
For real.
Oh, my God. Well, I don't know what we're going to do. It just seems like it's such a nice couple for him to be doing this. What's the clipboard for? You know, it's been going on for quite some time. She leaned back in and the kiss. I just said, oh, my God. Now, what?
She said that she and her husband don't know what to do because they like the couple a lot and they're going to dinner with them next week.
So what are they going to do at dinner next week? What they going to do?
Just go to dinner. What is y'all talking about? What's that got to do with it?
They don't feel the same now about DeJuan. They don't want to be, you know, fake.
I'll tell you what you do then. I'll tell you what. If you don't feel the same about DeJuan, then cancel dinner next week.
But they're all so close. So eventually
they ain't close no more. DeJuan close DeJuan to who he want to be close to.
Yeah.
DeJuan got new friend.
The lady with the clipboard.
DeJuan got new friend.
What has she got the clipboard for?
That's a prize. That's
taking right a there. Survey.
That's
right.
Part of the game, you know.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
She don't really use it.
All right. Well, I think we have time for another one. Victoria on Facebook writes, my dad passed away when I was young, and a few years later, my mom started dating a new guy. After they were together for less than a year, they had my little brother. We are both adults now, and my mom is still with my little brother's father. The problem is that he's not a good person. He's cruel and dishonest. My brother and I hardly have any relationship with him. Neither of us will take our kids to see him, but my mom comes to see her grandkids often. She's not even 50 yet, and I'm afraid she's going to spend her golden years with a man who isn't caring or a good person. How can I get her to see what his own son sees?
What you probably need to do is buy yourself a doorbell like them people in the other room and get you some footage. Get you some actual footage of him being a bad person. And then
cruel
you take
and
it
dishonest.
Over there and show them the video and have DeJuan come over from across the street at them other people's house and just say, DeJuan, these ain't the only people got doorbells now.
Wow. All right. Thank you.
Sometimes you got to let people just learn on their own. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. All right. We'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up at 20 minutes after the hour, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right. This is a weird animal news story, Steve. This is an emotional support alligator. Okay. We've heard about emotional support dogs and cats and all that. This is an emotional support alligator. This alligator was turned away from a baseball game in Philly, but he was invited by the players. His name is Wally. He's a 6-foot-long, 55-pound alligator who has over 25,000 followers on Instagram. Well, he was turned away because he did not meet the requirements of a, quote, service animal. Wally's owner, Mr. Henney, has told multiple news media outlets that he wanted to clarify this story and that Wally had been invited to the game. In fact, we were invited. There's a big difference. I don't just do stuff on my own. Mr. Henney works with alligators, and Wally is special, he says. He helped him get through depression during his cancer treatment.
Hey, that ain't no service.
It's an emotional support alligator.
No, you had cancer. That ain't got nothing to do with that damn alligator. Your ass had cancer anyway. Talking about the alligator. If I tell you, if the players invited him, cat a damn alligator down in that damn dugout. That's what you bring in there and see how many people stay in that damn dugout.
We're going to clear the dugout.
Clear the dugout.
Hell, you bringing them down in them game for talking about you had cancer and everything. You got, boy.
He said Wally is special. He's not like other alligators, Steve.
Okay.
All
right. Whatever.
Keep on feeding Wally.
Keep on thinking. Here, right. Wally.
Yeah. Coming up in 33 minutes after the hour, we'll play a round of Would You Rather right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for a round of Would You Rather. Would you rather have a quickie or would you rather have an all-night escapade? Quickie or all night long?
Quickie.
No, I got to go to work.
Yeah.
Quickie. What about doing all that?
Oh, you said all
night. Junior said B, all night.
Yeah, one night. And Steve, you said all night?
Escobar? No, Steve no, no.
I got to go to work.
Oh, yeah. Quick. Junior, I thought you had to go to work all night long.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. We're probably changing in a few years, but I just got married. So, yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, Junior. All right. I see you.
See, you don't know nothing yet. Listen to me, Junior.
Let me
teach you something. It's all about that ending.
Yes.
Let's move the ending up. So we can go sleep. It's all about the ending.
No halftime, none of that.
You're putting in work.
No, dog. Come on, man. Come on.
All right.
You know how many times I've done this before? Let's stop it. I already know what this leading to. Let's get what it's supposed to get led to. We're gonna stop this.
All right, so would you rather date someone with no emotions at all, or would you rather date a compulsive liar? Someone that can't possibly tell.
I want that non-emotional person. Just flat. Just
blank,
nothing.
Dry.
Just dry.
Bland.
Yeah.
Nah, I want the liar.
Why do you want the liar?
Because I'm lying too. It's easy
lie
for
to
me.
Each other.
Yeah, everybody I've been married to done got the liar, so ain't no need of stopping now. Ask me any question. Watch this.
Will you ever grow hair back on your head?
Yeah, maybe.
Just lying for no reason.
Truth would have been fine right there.
But right there, you know, just in case you want some going with some hair, I might.
He said he can grow it back. Okay. All right, last one. Would you rather have Thanksgiving leftovers for lunch every day for the rest of your life? Leftovers for lunch every day. Or would you rather have a kale salad for lunch every day? Leftovers from Thanksgiving or a kale salad?
I don't want no kale salad no matter what.
I know. Hey, kale.
I never asked for no kale. Tell you what, if you get a kale salad, a real kale salad, and they don't cut it up real fine, to eat it, you have to get down on all fours.
In the world. Yeah.
That's a different texture.
Yes. So, Thanksgiving leftovers for lunch every day then. Turkey dressing, mac and cheese. All right, that's today's round of Would You Rather. Coming up at 49 minutes after the hour, our last break of the day, and Steve Harvey will close out the show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Here we are, guys. Our last break of the day on this Tuesday. It's been a good day. Welcome back, Steve. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, thank you. You know, I did a lot of traveling the past couple of days after I left the weekend. Motivational too. I want to thank everybody at Yamava Casino and Resort down in Highland, California. I was pleasantly surprised. That resort is really, really nice. Really, really, really nice.
Okay.
And I don't know the nation of Native Americans that are, but I'm going to get a DNA test because I think we're related somehow. I really do. They got a lot of money, and I think we need to look into it. They're doing exceptionally well.
Good.
Yeah, that casino, and then they just recently bought the Palm Hotel in Vegas. Mm-hmm. So they making a lot of money, man. The theater was amazing. 3,000, completely sold out. A lot of people came down from L.A. There was a lot of fans in there, man. It was really heartwarming for me. I haven't gone to a venue selling tickets since 2015.
You know, what did you learn from that experience, Steve?
That I still got it.
Being back.
I still got
being
it. I don't know what to tell you. I still got it. You know, it's a motivational tool, but I'm going to always use my gift of comedy to keep it interesting. The second night in Durant, Oklahoma at the Choctaw Reservation, another great facility. I was pleasantly surprised. They're sold out again, completely sold out, standing room tickets only. And the comedy part got a little bit out of hand.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
Well, I probably wrote over the weekend probably 5 bits. I wrote 5 bits on stage because I didn't plan on any bits, but I stumbled across 5 bits that if I do a comedy special, 5 of them things could be written up into some real nice stuff. But it was so many people came up from the Dallas area. 105.7 KRMB down there in Dallas, man. A lot of people came. It felt like Dallas to me, man. It really did.
Nice.
It was cheering, man. It was crazy. Standing ovation. It made me feel warm. It was the first time I've really gone out as a motivational speaker. I still use the comedy because I like to hold people's attention. But it was about faith. It was about discipline. It was about imagination. It was about building bridges. It was just about a lot of stuff, man. I discovered some things. I want to thank my son, my oldest son, who was with me on the tour, helping me with all of the logistics of it, holding me down and understanding what I was trying to do. My bodyguard Boomerang and JT came up from Dallas. I had a good time seeing them boys. We was joking about everything too, cause you know, the end out there was talking about the internet. I said, you know, there's a rumor going around about my bodyguard and my wife. There he is over there. Now I don't know how you think that's real. Well, I don't know how you think I'm gonna let his ass stand over there. Oh yeah, yeah, I said that. Oh yeah. Oh, I said that. Oh, they was in there hollering. You know, I dressed some of the social media stuff. I just had a good time, man. But it was mostly me just sharing some jewels and gems I've learned along the way, mostly about faith. And the audience was really, really receptive to that, man. There's a lot of people, you know, something I try to encourage people. You know, I said it in a jokingly way. I've never said this before, but on stage, I said it in a joking way. I said, the Bible says there's none perfect, no, not one. I said, so I quit trying. So I do the best I can. When I stumble, I get back up. I ask for forgiveness and I move on. I don't know who these people are that's sitting up in here telling you you're going to be perfect and you got to practice perfection. Then practice it all you want. It's not going to happen. So what you have to do is when you make a mistake or you fall short, ask for forgiveness and get back up on the bike and ride off. You know, what knocks people down is this constant preaching of perfection, and it makes you think you ain't worthy no more. Nobody's worthy. Nobody. Everybody's imperfect. Nobody gets through this thing sin free. Nobody. You were born into this world as a sinner. You will die a sinner. But through God's grace and mercy, he's prepared a heaven. Now, if there are no perfect people, but yet and still he has a place called heaven, who going? See, that's why people get off the wagon the wrong way. You keep preaching perfection at people and then you make Christianity seem too hard. So then people scared to try it because they don't want to fail at it. Well, everybody going to fail at it. If there's none perfect, no, not one, but he done prepared a heaven, who's going to heaven? It sound to me like it's going to be a lot of imperfect people up there. That's what it sound like to me. Now, I don't know exactly how he going to do it, but that just stands to reason to me. And, you know, I've just learned, man, to walk the walk that I have with Christ and be the Christian to level the Christianity that I am. If you advance Christianity, then fine, do that. I don't know how to do all that you're doing. But even if you say you're doing all that, guess what? You ain't. You ain't, man. I know you ain't. Well, you was up there cussing. I told you I was going to cuss now. Tripping with me, you know, you act like you, well, I don't cuss, but you do something. You might not cuss, but you do something though. And all mine happen to have a microphone and a spotlight attached to it. Yours is in the covenant of the house, and you could do it by yourself, but you still do it. God see everything. God in the forgiving business, y'all. Remember that. God is in the blessing business. He's in the get yourself together business. Take advantage of that. Have a relationship with God. Take your imperfect self over there. Have a relationship with God.
Ain't God good? Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Steve Harvey.
Have a good one. Talk to God today.
Before
love to hear from
prohibited, participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.